Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Prime time on U.S. Open Week.
I was punching out with a 5-iron all day, and I didn't even do that right.
This is a U.S. Open Week edition of Prime Time with Isaac, Keep the Cart Girl Busy Rock, and Jason Big Slice Sakanik.
Brought to you by Langdon Farms Golf Club, the best course in the Northwest for year-round golf. Book your tee time at langdonfarms.com.
Isaac and Suk on 1080.
That's one of the few men that could out-nudity me.
The Fan.
All right, running behind. Sorry.
What? That never happens.
Sorry. Sorry, not sorry. Isn't that what the kids say? Sorry, not sorry.
Yeah. I think that's a Reese's thing.
It's a what?
That's a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup commercial. That's their whole tagline.
Sorry, not sorry.
Sorry, not sorry.
What are they sorry, not sorry about?
About being delicious.
Good.
Yeah, it's one of those.
That is the ultimate sorry, not sorry.
You know, it is now the number one candy bar in the, I don't know if it's in the world or just the United States. Might just be the U.S., but it is the number one candy bar, even though it's not really a bar, but number one candy, Reese's.
Well, why, what? It should be. Like, it should have been the whole time. What is it surpassed?
I don't know what it surpassed. I just was watching a thing on, like, the Food Channel, and...
It's the best candy.
I prefer the Reese's pieces myself, or I like to say the Reese's pieces.
Yeah, but come on. It's that's so ridiculous. Reese's. You can prefer whatever you want. The best candy is the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
Pretty damn delicious.
So I'm surprised to hear that it's only just now number one.
Yeah. And I don't know if it's number one over the last 2 years or 3 years, but it is a fairly recent number one, the ascension to the top.
So earlier this month, there was an anonymous person.
Yeah, inside. The call's coming from inside the house.
Yeah, and I love this word, too. They sent a dossier.
I know, like...
God, I love that word.
Serpico's there. Feast your eyes on this, Mr. Mayor! I mean, really?
A dossier of dozens of pages to the Arizona State Athletic Department. It included screenshots, receipts, pictures, emails... related to numerous potential violations within Arizona State's football program.
It sure sounds as if they hey, by the way, look at that. See? Sorry, not sorry. By the way, Snickers, the number one selling candy bar in the world.
Yeah.
And was the number one selling candy bar in the U.S. until being taken over by Reese's.
So how does Reese's do outside of the U.S.?
I can look that up.
So Snickers is...
it's number two.
So outside the U.S.?
Outside of the U.S. In the U.S., Reese's Peanut Butter Cups have officially taken over the number one spot. In the world, it is Snickers. And in the world, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are number two.
Yeah, I wonder how long it will take him to pass Snickers in you know, worldwide.
It looks like there's a pretty big gap.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. The Snickers is great.
Yeah.
And then
that, what is it, that Tober, what is it, the Toblerone or whatever?
What?
How do you say that?
I have
Toblerone.
No idea.
Toblerone.
What's that?
The triangle candy bar.
Yeah, the triangle candy bar. That's
heard of it.
That's number three.
Oh, you've definitely heard of it.
Yeah.
Really?
It's a Switzerland sort of candy. You'll see it.
Famous at airports.
Yeah, if you saw it, if you see it, you'll be like, oh yeah, that's
what's it
everywhere.
Called? Tober what?
Toblerone?
Toblerone.
Toblerone. Hmm. Made by the Tobler family, by the way.
Oh, that one, yeah.
Kit Kat at number four, Dove number five. That's in the
soap.
That is in the world. So,
all right. Well,
back to Arizona
yeah,
State.
Yeah, back to Arizona State. All right. Focus.
We've been distracted by sorry, not sorry.
The NCAA enforcement staff is in possession of those documents.
Yeah, they got them dead to rights. I mean,
among the enforcement staff members working on the case is Vic DiNardi.
Oh, Vic.
assistant director of enforcement.
Should I know, Vic? I mean, what?
I don't know why they mentioned that.
In the arrival
of those documents, the Arizona State Compliance Chief Steve Webb has ASU officials conducting internal reviews.
Yeah, and by internal reviews, it's like, ah, hell. I mean, by all accounts here, this isn't an investigation. You have everything. Like, there are photos of Herm with recruits.
Wait, what did they do? They took recruits. So COVID, they canceled recruiting.
Yes, no one could recruit. It's a dead period.
They called it a dead period where every school had to stop recruiting.
Yes.
Arizona State did not stop recruiting.
Apparently, not only did they not stop, but I guess in some ways it sounds like they ramped it up. They had entire weekends where they were bringing in 30-plus kids.
Football is football.
They were having coaches work out with players at local schools. They were hiding them in suites inside the stadium.
It's a good way to get a leg up.
The assistant coaches, even as there's anonymous assistant coaches that were baffled by this. One of them said, why would you tie your entire career to one 17-year-old? And by the way, other coaches, including David Shaw, have come out and this is why I think Arizona State is going to be in some trouble. Look, there's no teeth to the NCAA, but it sounds like this is going to be one because of the pandemic and that Arizona State had one of the largest outbreaks in the country as far as programs go. I think Herm and his entire staff is hooped. I think he's going to get canned.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
This will get him fired?
I think this gets him fired.
What did David Shaw say?
I'll see if I
love it when David Shaw speaks.
I'll go pull the quote. He just talked about how ridiculous it was that they were doing this in the middle of the pandemic.
Just irresponsible.
Irresponsible. Yeah. And
but
that's,
they don't care about the cheating.
It's going to be the idea that if everyone was ever going to get on board with something to kind of mind your P's and Q's, it was going to be this, right? That this was bigger than skirting the rules and, it sounds like there have been a number of coaches that are speaking out and that are not happy with this.
Sources said members of the football program deliberately, blatantly, and consistently broke rules related to hosting players during the dead period, including Coach Herm Edwards meeting with recruits. A source added that the evidence included pictures of the visits, including Edwards with a recruit who ended up enrolling at Arizona State.
Yep.
And this source told Yahoo Sports, it's clear whoever provided it had a ton of access and knowledge of the program. The stuff in there would not be provided by someone outside the football program.
Yeah, this is inside. This is, like I said, the call is coming from inside. Ooh. Multiple sources indicate there were at least 30 that visited campus over this span. A practice so common, coaches reference official visit weekends in staff meetings. One week in October, there were so many high school kids visiting that a staff member parked a 12-person van in the staff parking lot to tool around recruits. I mean, you just... A staff member with direct knowledge, it wasn't a secret. As far as everyone knowing who came into that football office, the number is too big and the names are too many. They would bring in parents, their moms, dads, friends. They'd get a faculty tour like they were on an official visit, and they'd show you the weight room and training room. They'd show you everything. And by the way, Arizona State paid for this all, which you can't do. Like, this is...
Well, you pay for recruiting visits, right?
Not during this.
Well, but okay, could this be one of the, well, can we pause? Can we put a pin in this and come back and talk about this?
Yeah.
Could this be one of those things that everybody was doing something like this?
I don't think so. I think this is, the fact that they got ratted out by their own guys, I think leads you to believe just how ridiculous this was. And David Shaw said, it's a disrespectful thing to do. That doesn't even sound overly harsh, but me being a lifer in this profession and a coach's kid, I believe in representing our profession, respecting the other people in the profession, doing things you're not supposed to do just to gain an advantage. I take offense to that, especially during the pandemic. Jack Swarbrick, who's the Notre Dame AD, if there was ever a time when everyone following the same rules was critical, it was now during the pandemic, during a time of such national scrutiny of college athletics.
That's true.
They're in some trouble. Normally, I laugh at these sorts of things because nothing ever seems to happen. Arizona State's going to be in some trouble here, and I would bet money. I don't know what the odds are, but I would lay down a saw buck that Herm is done coaching at Arizona State.
Football's football.
You know, this could be a great thing for Arizona State. Let's come back and talk about it next on The Fan.
This is a U.S. Open Week edition of Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
Brought to you by Langdon Farms Golf Club.
On 1080 The Fan.
Okay, so Arizona State... was bringing in recruits during the dead period of COVID. And somebody inside the program ratted him out to the NCAA. So you're right. There's no investigation here. They have all of the stuff right in front of them from somebody who was a mole.
And it sounds like they just, like I said, they got receipts because these are unofficial visits. You can't pay for any of this stuff. And apparently they were paying. Not only were they on campus, can't be there, is the dead period, but they were paying for them. So there's that too. And they were paying for friends and families and taking photos. And by all accounts, this just seems the most blatant thing in the world. And I do think that coming out of the pandemic and the fact that Arizona State again had a major outbreak, I don't see how, if you're Arizona State, I don't see how he survives this. And by the way, when they asked Herm about this, he said no comment.
Oh, he had an opportunity to say football's football and he didn't.
Yeah. Now he should have said that there are many customs and practices during the dead period. And some of those, well, you know, that I hold pretty, you know, I hold pretty firm to, but others, you know,
I want to know how much
this is stolen, by the way, but you pay to win the game.
And how about
that
this?
Was Herm, right?
Yeah. And how about this too? Multiple staff members have told Yahoo Sports that they'd be happy to speak to the NCAA. When has that ever happened? Which means he pissed off so many people inside that program, whether it was just this or other things. That is not a that is just not a common occurrence. Like, we all know that cheating goes on at every single program, but you circle the wagons and you don't say anything about it. But you had someone in your own organization put together a dossier and send it. And now you've got multiple staff members that are like, absolutely, I'll tell you what's going on. Let's get this a-hole out of here. Okay. I honestly don't remember another situation quite like this.
A couple things. One, how much teeth does the NCAA have? None. Two, are we going to find out from kids and parents all over the country that this stuff was going on at a lot of places?
Possible.
It's a question I have. And if it was, what does that do to how we view what Arizona State did?
Yeah.
And three, you know, maybe this is a good thing for Arizona State in that if you're right and Hermie gets fired, Hermes, maybe they can upgrade.
Well, yeah, I mean.
And get a new coach. Because when was the last, okay, Arizona State, we always think they should be good and they never are. Mm-hmm. So Herm Edwards has done a good job there because they're 17 and 13. And I don't know why we always have these expectations that Arizona State should be just so amazing. They're not. Dennis Erickson couldn't do it.
Nope.
Todd Graham couldn't do it.
They've had some.
Dirk Cutter was okay.
Yeah, they've had, and the, you know,
Bruce Schneider was okay.
Yeah, they've had some success, but it's never been a powerhouse.
You got to go back to Frank Cush.
Yeah.
To find a true and that was in the 70s, man.
Yeah, and they went to the Rose Bowl once with Plummer.
Yeah, that was Bruce Schneider.
That was Bruce Schneider.
Yeah. But they just aren't good.
No. They're a middle of the road program.
So viewing it that way, maybe Herm's done a good job, but maybe they can upgrade here and get a nice good new coach or something. I don't know.
What you hope is that
looking on the bright side here.
Yeah, if you're Arizona State, you're hooped, but you don't know if there's going to be penalties. Do you lose? My guess is there's going to be recruiting sanctions here. Maybe lose some scholarships. You saw what it did to USC, and that was USC. I think this is, we have not seen a program really punished
right
since USC.
That's what I'm saying.
I think this is going to be the one because there's people lining up, right? There are people lining up to take shots, and even some of their coaches, former coaches. Remember, was it Dave Christensen? He was the Wyoming coach, and he retired from ASU. And, you know, there was basically he was kind of forced out. He's been talking about this. Kevin Mawai, who was a former ASU coach, and he was trolling ASU on Twitter, talking about, you know, a Bible verse, what was secret is going to be brought into the light. It sounds like there is just a mutiny. And that this thing was really divided and there were people that were not on board with this. And I just can't remember another time where the program ratted itself out and came with this kind of evidence. So,
well, I'll believe it when I see it because I have no faith in the NCAA to punish anyone, really. Like you said, it's been since USC.
Yep.
And they tried to punish Baylor hard after all the, well, I don't know, rapes. Oh, no, that was Penn State.
That was Penn
after
State.
All the, I don't know, rapes.
Yeah.
And they had to rescind it.
Yeah.
Right? They
walked it back.
Unprecedented punishment, and they couldn't get away with it.
Yep.
So I don't have any faith that they're going to do anything, but, you know, maybe you're right.
I still think, and I don't know what the penalties are going to be, but I think that Herm Edwards is out. I think that whole staff gets blown out at ASU. Because here's the thing. If you were really, really good, you know, maybe a certain basketball program seemed to be dead to rights, but, you know, maybe a Midwest team with a mythical bird as a mascot.
A Blue Devil is not a mythical bird.
You know, they were able to survive.
It's not over yet.
They were able to survive kind of this scrutiny because, well.
Well, none of the schools in the basketball scandal
really got hit.
Well, they haven't yet.
Yeah.
But again, does anybody think they will? So why do we think Arizona State will? I don't understand why we continually think, oh, this is the one. You remember the whole Miami thing?
Sure.
The U?
Yeah.
You remember that whole thing? With the dude who's...
Shapiro.
Yeah. Who squawked about everything?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing ever happened to them.
My argument would be to that, again, it sounds like we have never seen receipts quite like you have here, and I've never seen the program itself rat it out.
Maybe then they'll get a good coach down there at possible. Arizona State.
Well, and we
a good coach with massive recruiting restrictions.
Yeah. And that's
or a good coach that likes to cheat way better than Herm likes to cheat.
Yeah.
And well, if you go there after Herm cheats, I don't think you're going to cheat.
Here's the thing.
You got to cheat.
Here's the thing to Jimmy Lake or Rolovich or Cristobal or Jonathan Smith, anybody. If you are going to cheat and you're going to openly cheat, you got to make sure everyone's on the same page.
You kind of did a Herm there.
Yeah.
You play to win the game.
I'm fine cheating, but you got to make sure that all your coaches and staff members are cool with cheating too. And the problem is, it sounds like what Herm did was like, hey, we're going to cheat. And some of his staff was like, I'm not comfortable. And he's like, well, great, you're fired. Well, that's not good when they've got the receipts.
Get him out of here.
You got to get everyone on board with the cheating. You know, like if you go to Vegas, right, you got to make sure everyone has the same story. You can't be like, hey, what did we go do?
And then you've got story about what in Vegas?
Well, you go home to tell the missus.
Oh.
Right?
Oh.
You can't have the boys over for like poker night. And then she's like, hey, what did we do in you know, what would you guys do in Vegas? And then you got six different stories. You can't do that. You have to have the same lie.
Oh, Herm.
You got to keep the lies in line.
Maybe this is what you get for hiring an NFL guy, you know? Because remember, football's football. Well, in college, it's actually not. You got to, there's the rules.
Oh, I promise you, Herm could give a damn about these rules. He's like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
And we do need to be fair to the NCAA. There was one other program that was punished, and that was Ohio State. Remember?
What did they get?
Jim Tressel got canned, and they got the year banned. Now,
weren't they bad?
No, they went undefeated that year. But weren't able to play in the national title game. But then they won it like 2 years later with Jim Tressel. Or not, but Urban Meyer.
I misremembered all that.
Yeah. So Tressel got fired. They got the one-year suspension. Urban Meyer came in, went undefeated. And then I think it was 2 years later that they won the national title. But that one was different because, well, the FBI was involved. So, you know, they kind of had them dead to rights with that one.
FBI.
FBI. So yeah, Tressel
ended up doing nothing.
Tressel got canned, and Baylor. Why can't
Art Briles?
Yeah, Art Briles. They both lost their jobs.
Paterno.
Yeah. So they got cho chopped there. So you know the programs haven't been really decimated. Baylor's got hurt for a couple years though. Baylor's took a while to bounce back.
Yeah, it did.
To be fair, but you know there are. You know, you will lose your job over something like this. And so Arizona State and Herm I just don't know how they skate.
In the news is next. Here's Mike.
This is a U.S. Open Week edition of Primetime with Isaac and Soup.
Brought to you by Langdon Farms Golf Club.
On 1080 The Fan.
Guess what? It's my game, and I dictate how I want my balls to be rubbed up. And if you didn't do a good job at rubbing the balls the way I wanted them and I didn't feel like I was comfortable, I was going to do whatever. It's my game, and I dictate how I want my balls to be rubbed up.
only furthering my love.
Pedro Martinez.
Of Pedro Martinez. The only way that clip could have been better is if it was Bartolo Colon saying that he will dictate how his balls get rubbed up.
Did you see what he did over the weekend?
Who?
Bartolo Colon.
No, what did my man do?
He threw a complete game. Oh, he's still pitching.
He's pitching like the Venezuelan League or something?
Mexican League.
Mexican League.
Threw a complete game on 90 pitches. He's 48 years old.
He is my favorite baseball player of all time. I love that man. He's got a couple commercials going on because, like, back in some of the Latino countries, he's obviously a pretty big star.
So marketable.
He has. Have you seen any of his commercials?
No.
You gotta look up because he's selling a couple different products over there, and some are just, they're amazing.
Didn't he have two families?
Yeah, he has two separate families.
Wait, has?
Yeah, I think he still does.
And it's just common knowledge and he just bounces back and forth between what?
I think it's just
what?
Let's just kind of look the other way. Don't worry about what Bartolo Colon's doing.
Someone needs to do a movie about him.
He could be the most interesting man in the world. I mean, hands down. He's doing what's the booze? He's doing a hard liquor, and I
probably a tequila or something.
No, gosh, I can't remember. Yeah, he's got some hard liquor ads that he's doing. And it's fantastic. I just can't remember what the brand is, but yeah, Big Sexy.
Oh, he's in the Jim Beam commercial.
Yeah, Jim Beam commercial. Yeah. Ugh. He's just fantastic. Are you giving the yuck to Jim Beam?
Yeah, I'm not a fan. Jim Beam.
Look, if you're looking for like a, you know, like a well sort of beverage or something to mix, like a highball or whatever, you can do a lot worse than Jim Beam.
Yeah. It is June 16th, 2021. It is time for...
You disagree.
If it is! Noted newsman here. Preds, Hurricane, and whatever.
Rob's hot hockey takes.
It is World Sea Turtle Day.
Love the turtles.
How could you not?
Love the turtles. Going to Hawaii, that's like one of the like the big highlights is if you get to be around the turtles.
Yeah, you're not supposed to, but I remember Meatball grabbing one on the back and riding it.
Really?
Well like, you know, yeah, like swimming along with it. Yeah. Thought that was kind of cool. That was in Maui, but you're not supposed to do that.
No, I am not a rule follower.
I didn't turn him in like at Arizona State.
Ratted him out. I have never, I've never manhandled the turtle. I don't know why, but I feel like that's like I cross over lines all the time. Like, whatever.
You feel like Meat should be in jail still for that?
No, but for whatever reason, I just...
He was like 7.
Oh, well.
He's 21 now. 15 years of jail for riding a turtle? Or like grabbing onto a turtle?
Oh, yeah, you're out of here. Whatever reason, I
this is where you draw the line?
I respect aquatic life more than I do land animals.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Like, I don't know why.
Have you watched Seaspiracy yet?
No, I don't want to.
I'm going
to
keep asking you that until you watch it.
No, because I want to eat seafood.
Watch it. Well, you can still eat seafood. I'm going to.
It's
going to
wreck shrimp and lobster for me, and I'm not willing to do it. But like when I go to some place and I see a sign that says like don't pet the goat, guess what? I'm petting the goat. You know, you're not gonna stop me.
Don't ride the turtle. You're riding the turtle?
No.
Or not riding the turtle.
I'm not. There is something about
that's different.
There's something about sea life where I find them more vulnerable and I respect their I respect the don't touch the sea life.
Okay.
But you can get me you get a dog with that service vest on there that, you know, don't touch him. You know, because they're doing their work.
I never touch those.
Guess what?
You're petting those dogs?
I'm going to pet that dog.
They bite you.
Yeah. I have no respect for the boundaries of land animals. A lot of respect for the sea life.
It is also National Fudge Day.
Man.
I love fudge. I know you're not a big fudge guy.
Fudge is incredible.
It's amazing. It's an amazing
item. The only time you eat fudge is when you go to the coast and you get guilted into it.
You know, you're right about that. You don't eat it a lot.
Well, you don't get guilted into it. It's just there, so you eat it.
You're like on vacation, like, well, I guess we have to buy some fudge. No, you don't. It's like peanut brittle.
Peanut brittle, also delicious.
The only time you buy it is when you're at the coast, and if it was so delicious, why aren't you eating it other times of the year?
It is a decent point. I mean, fudge is so amazing, and yet I don't really ever eat it.
No.
But... I don't really see it.
I don't think it's my own choosing. I think it's the availability of said things. If there was like a fudge shop down the street from my apartment, you bet I'm getting some fudge.
Big Fudge has not pushed its product enough.
And this is why I think
Little Fudge is all that exists.
If fudge was so great, there would be fudge. But there's not, which lets you know where fudge is in the pecking order.
Now you're being an idiot.
Yeah, now you're just picking and choosing your arguments.
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me follow. Pizza
fudge is great.
Pizza is wonderful, right?
Yes.
Is there pizza at the coast?
I don't know. Yeah. Yes. I would assume.
Is there pizza everywhere else? Why? Because people want
There's
it.
There's fudge everywhere.
People don't. Where are you going to get fudge right now?
Fudge store.
Where is a fudge store?
I don't know.
Yeah. Go down to the coast.
There's got to be one close.
Whatever.
It's just you don't seek out fudge the way you seek out pizza.
Fudge, saltwater taffy, and peanut brittle. Without the coastal vacation towns, the industry dies.
All three of them are delightful treats that you can get when you go to the coast, and you should enjoy them when you go there.
Only when you're there.
I used to eat it when my aunt would make it for Christmas, and she'd have it up on the counter, and all of a sudden it would disappear, and everybody would be like, I didn't have any fudge, did you? Like
the rat tail robs.
Yeah, seriously, I was eating the whole fudge.
That ring of chocolate around
the
your
whole
mouth.
Fudge tin. Primetime Battleground. This is scary. You know me about my noise or my muffler ordinance, my yes. engine revving ordinance.
Yes.
Which I.
Rob's not a fan of the vroom vrooms.
No. I think you guys and your loud mufflers can go, all of you can go straight to hell. So annoying.
Some of it is just engine, you know.
No, some of it is, right. But. Sometimes they're like, they're revving it up, like, I gotta show how big my small ween is, yeah!
You would think motorcycles then would drive you crazy, because that's...
Some of them do.
Some of those are pretty out there.
This is a Clark County man who shot and killed his neighbor over revving his engine.
Seems a bit of an extreme...
Now, I would never do that. Really? I would never rev my engine. Oh, wait. I mean, I would never kill my neighbor for revving his engine. But I have thought about ways.
What if you were in a bad mood, like you just got done shooting like a 91 and, you know, you were a little cranky.
Maybe
you
I'd kill
some,
him then.
You wanted some fudge and you didn't have it. And then all of a sudden he's revving his engine. You know.
Well, he was driving up and down their street in Battleground.
Yeah.
Presley Millick was the perp. He got upset.
It is unbelievable to me the amount of violence that gets. Yeah.
What do you suppose that is? Do you suppose that's just that's a man that can't control his anger?
I think there's an element,
right?
Of that.
Like, because I get mad about it, but yeah. I can control that, and I know that there's nothing I can do about it, and well, so I just go about my life.
What I don't know is, has the pandemic and everything pushed people to this point, or is it just these things happen?
No, I think these things happen
no matter what.
I just think these things happen.
Well, did you see that little kid got shot and killed on the LA freeway?
I didn't see that.
Yeah, it was like a couple weeks ago. They just caught the son of a bee that did it. But a mom was driving her kids to school. Little kid was strapped into the back seat in his car seat. He was a little kid. He's like 4 or 5 years old, whatever. Guy cuts off the lady. She flips him off, and he pulls out a gun and shoots, and it goes through the back and hits the little kid.
Oh, my God.
Killed
Are
him.
You kidding me?
No. Over a merge and a middle
wow.
finger.
Wow. See, I do not, even though sometimes I'm prone to road rage, I will not partake in road rage anymore.
Yeah, you got to be careful.
You can't. I will not throw the bird. Yeah. I will not tailgate. I won't do anything. I mean, I have had some bad moments in my life out there on the roads, but
think about that mom, man.
Not anymore.
It's not her fault, but you know, like,
horrible.
That has to be going around your head, is that you got mad.
The guilt. The guilt.
Yeah. Or in this case, like, he's revving his engine.
Yeah. Right. Like, they called 911 to report noisy driving.
I'm sure that the cops like, yeah, let's get
we'll be right over.
And that led to a murder.
So she calls 911. She's on the phone with the po-po. He arms himself with a gun, and he goes out to confront the guy. Millick's wife said she was on the phone with emergency dispatchers when she heard loud yelling, followed by several gunshots. Presley Millick returned to the house, distraught and inconsolable, with a gun in his hand. They responded to the neighborhood. They found Thomas's body right near his house. He was dead and appeared to have been shot multiple times.
This is why...
First-degree murder.
This is why, like...
Damn.
Like, I get the Second Amendment. I get wanting to have a gun. I own a gun. But, man, there's just so many times you're like... Just the presence of that, it takes a bad situation and it turns it absolutely... I'm sure this was going to end poorly either way. Guy went outside to confront him. This wasn't going to end well. But you put a gun in someone's hand? It's the most ridiculous thing to lose your life over something like that.
Someone said on the text line, you don't have a car worth revving, Rob. This is true. And neither do you.
Well, you have an Audi.
No, it's not worth revving. And neither are some of these pieces of crap that these guys rev. Trust me, I'm watching them. I can see them. Sometimes there's a car worth revving. I get that. Some of these POSs are not.
My doctor friend has a, he's got a Porsche. And I am not a Porsche guy. But it's like the, that Paul Walker Porsche. Like the, it's a GT.
What does that mean?
The one that he was driving when he wrapped it around a tree. It's like a race car.
Rest in peace.
It's a really nice.
Okay.
It's like one of those. It's not like a normal Porsche. And you can hear that thing coming.
Ugh.
From like 3 miles away. It is unbelievable.
Does he like that?
He loves it.
Why? Ask him why. What is the psychology of that? What is so cool about that?
He wants the attention.
Is that what it is?
For a car guy?
Guys think that's what it is?
Witness me.
There is something like when you get in a car, like it's like a power rush.
I'm so awesome. My car goes.
I will say his car is pretty awesome, but it is, I mean, it howls. Car guy loves that sound. And I will admit, not all the time, but like in his car, it sounds pretty cool. Like
Storm Large
when
news.
When he starts that thing up.
I have Storm Large news.
Yeah, I saw this. Yeah. I thought she was kind of just.
Thought she was dead, didn't you?
No, I just thought
she's not.
I thought she was now like Storm, like postal employee or something.
No, she's, you know, she's around.
51.
Storm, she's 51?
51.
Whoa.
Yes, did you
that
see
makes me feel
did
old.
Did you see the clip?
I haven't watched it yet, but I'm going to watch it during the break.
Yeah, it said she was 51.
She was on America's Got Talent. 454 on the Fan.
What's going on?
This is a U.S. Open Week edition of Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
Brought to you by Langdon Farms Golf Club.
On 1080 The Fan.
Okay, well, we haven't gotten to much here today.
No, well, we got derailed by candy, and then there was lobsters.
And Storm Large. Yeah. So Storm Large, famous Portland singer. I guess she's famous here, regionally famous.
Yeah.
She got a standing ovation from the judges on America's Got Talent. She's 51 years old. She went to that show. She sang I've Got You Under My Skin. It was great. I just watched it. She's very talented.
Yeah, she does her own version of it. It's like
very
nothing
good.
You haven't heard. And she does. She's got great
very
pipes.
Good. Yeah. I've seen
great
her
other things too, but
right. Great up tops, I think is what you mean.
No,
I'll tell you what.
I am not a sexist bastard like you. That's not what I was referring to.
I've seen her live a couple times on various different things like charity things or whatever. I don't remember. She was great.
Yeah.
Great. Simon Cowell, Heidi Klum, Sofia Vergara, and Howie Mandel, that's the weirdest set of judges ever. But
I know.
They gave her a standing ovation, and she moves on to the next round of America's Got Talent.
Yeah, and it's...
Why
it's,
is she just now on there?
I don't know. She's been around Portland forever. I remember the old Rick Emerson days.
Yeah.
When we first started on Max 910, the guy talk.
Yeah.
She was always on there doing stuff.
Yeah, and I think you pissed her off once, didn't you?
Did
you have a feud with Storm Large at one point?
It's possible.
She was friends with Daria. We were friends with Daria.
I don't know. I don't... No, Daria liked me. I don't...
Yeah, Daria, we were close with Daria.
Look, we've had a lot of feuds over the years.
I love Daria. I miss her.
I don't think Storm Large ever had an issue with me, but it's possible.
Well.
Yeah, but it's just weird. At 51, and there, you know, you got American Idol, and these shows have been around for a long time.
I also feel like you told me this during the break, and I didn't know this. I thought when people went on America's Got Talent, I thought they were all amateurs. Like, I didn't know that the professional... Like, I feel like it's unfair that she goes on there. She's going to win it because she's going up against a bunch of amateurs, but you're saying everybody that goes on those shows, they're all professionals?
Well, I mean, you don't...
I thought that was the whole idea.
You don't have to be a professional, but most of the ones that do go on... Yes, you do get some people that are like, I'm a small-town girl, and... You know, I've never done anything, but no, there's tons of groups and in that same episode, they had a Taekwondo like exhibition, which Mike, you should, with you and your Taekwondo black belt should try out for that too. Like there's a bunch of traveling tours that go on that or professional stand-up comedians. Yeah, there's no rules for amateurs or anything like that.
Yeah, I just assume I never watched any of those shows, so I don't know, but I just assumed it was all like American Idol where it's just, you know. All shucks guy
No,
Amy's goes from chucking bucking hay to winning America's favorite reality show.
And by the way, a lot of those people on like even American Idol have had record contracts before. They just kind of
then
have
getting canceled for past tweets.
They've been they flamed out of the business, or they put out an album and it didn't work out, and you know, there's all kinds of those people that you're using that to try to get their big break.
Deal said he loved Rick Emerson. What's Rick Emerson doing now?
Couldn't tell you. Daria's got like a podcast.
I enjoyed Rick Emerson as well. Daria has a podcast? Yeah. I was wondering about her the other day.
Yeah, she's got a podcast that's out there. Good. I think she's doing her very own thing. And
good.
She's
a very talented woman.
I will look up and see what the
great
Rick.
I want all three of those people on some sort of panel. Daria, Storm Large, and Rick Emerson.
I too enjoyed what Rick Emerson had going on.
And then Lou Piniella.
Wow, wouldn't that be something?
All right, that's all we have time for. In the news, June 16, 2021. Hot 5 at 5 is next. A lot going on in the NBA. And Blazers news today, not pertaining to their coaching search. They're bringing someone back. 502 on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.